I'm looking forward to the day when I will be able to look at my Lord in the eyes. It is a reality that that is a hope that is based on reality. The hope of the gospel is a hope that is real and can be real for every single one of us that are here this morning. I have a message of hope this morning for all of us. It is my prayer. My message this morning is that the Son of Righteousness shall arise. Unto all of those that fear His name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise. That speaks hope to my heart. You know, the Northwest has kind of a corner on the market, if you might say, in the nation, on beauty. The landscape it doesn't get a whole lot better than it does in the Northwest. Oregon, Washington, Canada, it's beautiful. But I want to tell you that there is a beauty that I have enjoyed even in Louisiana. A physical beauty that I've enjoyed. And that is the sunrises. There are some beautiful, beautiful sunrises in Louisiana. And there have been many times where I have watched the sun come up. It seems like it's bigger there for some reason. If I went on the other side of the mountains, I'd probably see the same thing here in Oregon. But where we live, you could see the sun come up, and it just looks enormous. And depending on the moisture that's in the air, the colors, the majesty, the hope of a new morning, the constant, you can depend on it. It speaks peace, comfort, hope. And one morning I was looking at that and I just, how can you help but think of the verse that says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings."
Yes.
Thank the Lord. Let's read that verse in Malachi. In fact, we'll start in the third chapter. "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another." One of my favorite of all time verses. "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened, and he heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." And in chapter 4, verse 2, it said, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Doesn't that speak peace to your heart this morning? No matter where you are this morning, no matter what your condition is, no matter what complicated situations of life that you might find yourself in, God knows who you are. He knows your name. He knows all about your circumstances. And He has an expected end for you. A good expected end. He thinks good thoughts towards you. He wants you to feel the blessings of the Lord. He wants to work a new thing in your behalf. I want to read that verse real quick in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. We are told that the Lord wants to do a new thing for us. Isaiah 43:19. He said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers." When you come to your end and you think, "I don't know, what am I going to do?" The Lord says, "Excuse me, I've got a new thing.
Yes, thank God.
You've never seen it before. You don't know, you may not have thought about it, but I've got a new thing, and it's for you, and it'll spring forth. It'll come perhaps when you're not expecting it. When you think that all hope is gone, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings, and I will do a new thing for you, thank the Lord. I want to be in the place where the Lord will do a new thing for me. But you know something this morning? I want to make this point. It is conditional. It is conditional because it said, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. And I want to encourage everyone this morning, allow the Lord to be your Son of Righteousness. You need it. I need it. Allow the Lord to be your Son of Righteousness. You know that if I want to watch the sun rise in Louisiana, I've got to get out of bed. I've got to open the curtains. I can't keep the curtains closed. I can't stay in bed and expect to enjoy the sunrise. I have to go where the sun is. You know, the sun, it kind of makes its way through curtains and it shows you a little bit of, there's something out there. Go find out what it is. Open your curtains. Get out of bed. Go find out the promise of the new day. The Lord is trying to speak peace to us and He gives us hope and He talks to our hearts. Get out of bed and go find out what it's about. And I can't decide on my own. You know, I think maybe I'll sleep in this morning, but I sure do want to see the sunrise, and I sure do want to feel the blessing of it. I think I'll go check it out about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I can't get up at 3 o'clock and go see the sunrise. I can't do it on my terms. I can't decide how and when I want the Son of Righteousness to shine in my life. I have to be willing. I have to be willing to get up from where I am. I have to get outside of the covers of my security. And I have to be willing to go where the Son of Righteousness is. The Lord's not trying to hide. He's not trying to make Himself difficult to find. He's right out there in the open. Just be willing to go out where He is. And the Lord will minister peace to your heart. We can't serve God on our own terms. We can't enjoy the Son of Righteousness by hanging up artificial light somewhere. It doesn't work the same. And so many times we can begin to feel like, well, I can enjoy the light and I can also stay in bed. I can stay under my cover. I can stay in my room where I want to stay. And I can fix some light up and I can enjoy it all. And I've read where the Lord promised me these things. Well, I'll just go ahead and set it up here and enjoy it. It doesn't work. You can't do it that way. It leads to disappointment. It leads to disillusionment. It leads to deception because the enemy then begins to work. And he begins to say, well, it apparently isn't everything you thought it was, is it? Apparently the Lord just isn't what you heard that it was. Listen, it's because you're not giving Him a chance to work in your life if that's the way that you feel. You have to get up. You have to go on the Lord's terms. You have to give Him a chance. Get out there where He can shine and illuminate and make a new thing for you in your life. That's what the Lord wants to do. May we get up every morning and allow the Lord to start in our lives anew in the morning and carry Him throughout the day. I remember growing up that we had a poem that was hanging up on a refrigerator. I think it was on a refrigerator. And it said that I got up early one morning. And I rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't take time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me, and heavier became each task. I wondered, why doesn't God help me? He said, you didn't ask. And the poem went on, and it talked about the trouble that surrounded this person as they went through the day. And finally, the poem ended up, and it said, I got up early this morning and I paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. Did you know that I don't think that that poem just, it doesn't just speak to our prayer life, although that's very important and that's all very true. But that poem also speaks to the truth. The Lord wants to be a part of every part of your life. He can't help us if we don't let Him. He doesn't force Himself upon us, but rather He comes and He gives us the opportunity to expose ourselves to the Son of Righteousness. And when we do that, the Lord begins to pour out His blessings upon us. Sometimes, as in the poem, this person got up and thought, well, I've got all these things to do, and if I stop and if I give a little time to the Lord, I'm not going to be able to do the things I need to do. And you know that I believe the devil does that to us in life. He especially works on young people that way. You know, if you're not careful and you give yourself too much to the Lord, if you get too far in this consecration thing, you're probably not going to enjoy life like you'd like to. The Lord will still, the Lord's way, it'll kind of take away from the teenage experience. It'll kind of take away for that fulfillment that you want in life. Don't get too close. That's the enemy talking. And sometimes I feel like that's what we do. So we don't give ourselves to the Lord like we should, because we think that is the option that will allow us the greatest fulfillment in life. But that's not how it works. You're going to get to going through life and you're going to start experiencing all these problems. Things aren't going to work out like you thought they were going to work out. And you're going to start wondering, why is all this happening to me? I know the Lord. I heard that the Lord was good. What's going on? And the Lord is trying to say, let me help you. You didn't let me help you. You didn't come my way. We all have been and are and or will. We're going to find places in life where we feel like we are at our end. You been there? That's a rhetorical question, because I know that if you've lived very long, you've been there. And I'm not talking about you didn't get the kind of ice cream that you wanted. I'm talking about real problems in life. I'm talking about places that can really get us down. We've all been there. And I think sometimes it's the Lord's intent that we get there. But it's not His intent that we stay there. It's the Lord's intent sometimes to get us to the place where we recognize, Lord, I have a need. And so many times the Lord gets us right to the threshold of the door that opens up to the storehouse of heaven and to God, and it's opened by a simple key of faith and trust and commitment. And so many times people, they get to that point and then they turn away. When they're right on the threshold of the victory that the Lord wants to give them, who does the Lord give it to? He gives it to every single person who will. Is it only reserved to the smartest and the brightest? I hope not. Is it only reserved to the ones who can navigate through some difficult course and then qualify for it? I hope not. Is there a qualifying time based on how many good works you've done? I hope not. Listen to what the Lord said. I believe in Isaiah, He said, and there shall be a way. 35th chapter, He said, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. This is where the Sun of Righteousness shines. It's where I want to be. It's where I want to experience the Lord. Well, who gets to be there? Is it only for a select few? He said, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. That can encompass all of us. The Lord said, I'll clean you up. You say, well, I'm unclean. I guess I can't go there. No, hold on a minute. The Lord said, come to me, fear my name. I'll clean you up. I'll give you a new heart. And you don't have to be smart. You can be a fool, and you won't err therein. This is a way that the Lord has for each of us. Thank the Lord. How can we get there? Is it complicated? No. Talk to the Lord. Communicate with Him. Pray. Tell Him your trouble. Tell Him what complicated problems you have in life. Tell Him about your sin. Is there places in your life that you know stand between you and the Lord? Don't hide it. Bring it out. Tell the Lord about it. Tell Him that you don't want it there. Tell Him you need help. Tell Him you don't know how you're going to get away from it. The Lord is there to help. It's not complicated. Do what you know to do is right. Err on the side of truth instead of erring on the side of self-interest. People wonder sometimes, why am I not experiencing the Son of Righteousness? It's because every time you come to a fork in a road and you're not sure exactly which way to go, you err on the side of self-interest. Go down that other road that's less traveled by. Go down the road that you know the Lord's going to be pleased with. Choose the way that you know that there will be no problems with. We spend too much time trying to figure out, is this sin? Is this not sin? Can I do this? Can I get a, is the Lord okay with this? No, it's good to ask those questions. But we want to approach the Lord with those questions with the mindset, because Lord, I'm going to choose the way that I know You're pleased with. And if I'm not sure, choose the way of the Lord. Err with energy on the side of the Lord. Dig into the places that you're having issues with. Ask God for help. The Lord wants to help you. The Lord wants to give you a new heart. The Lord wants to do a new thing on your behalf. The Lord wants to save you from the pit, all the many pits that the world creates that we fall into. The Lord wants to save us from those. But we can't enjoy the benefits of the Lord except we come to the place that we're willing to expose ourselves to the Son of Righteousness. The Lord wants to give us a new song. He wants to put a new song in our heart. He wants to do new things for us. And we say, well, how can it happen? How can it be? It works for everybody, but I'm in a unique situation. You know what Jesus told His disciples? He said, I have meat that you know not of. I have meat that you don't know anything about. I can do a new thing for you that you haven't even considered. The walls of Jericho, when they came down, do you think that when those people went to fight that battle, that they thought in their own minds that they would be able to sing a song and those impenetrable walls would fall on their own accord? No. Do you think when Mary and Martha came to Jesus and said, well, when they sent word for Him to come and help Lazarus and He didn't show up, do you think that they had in their mind that He could do a new thing on the behalf of someone who had looked like the window of opportunity for deliverance had passed? The Lord can do a new thing on your behalf. The Lord can put rivers where rivers don't belong. The Lord can grow trees where there's no way for the trees to grow. The Lord can make rivers occur in high places. The Lord can bring up springs of water in the desert places. He can create a new thing on your behalf. And He wants to do that. Oh, we're not always going to understand. And a lot of times we lose our faith because we try to work out everything before we exercise faith. And if we can't see how we're going to get to the end, we throw up our hands and say, I guess it's not for me. I guess the Lord's not hearing my prayer. I guess the Lord's not going to bring deliverance in this case. Listen, have faith, do what you know to do is right, and go forward, and the Lord will go ahead of you and move the stones that you cannot move. Thank the Lord. I think often of when the three ladies got up to go and take the spices and the ointment to Jesus after he had died and was in the tomb, and they got up early in the morning and they had some things, good things they wanted to do for the Lord. They had good thoughts, they had pure motives, and they wanted to do something right. And they got up and they began to head towards the tomb where Jesus was laid. And I can just imagine them as they were getting closer. All of a sudden they realized, oh my, there's a stone that's in front of Jesus. There's a stone that's between me and the Lord that I want to reach. And we want to do these things. We want to reach Him. We want to come in contact with Him. But the Scripture said, they looked and they said, who shall roll away the stone? How are we going to get to Him? And it said, when they got a little bit closer, it said the stone was already rolled away because it was very great. I take note of that. It didn't just say, well, the stone was already rolled away. But for some reason, the Lord wanted to include those words because it was very great. It was too big for them to move away. It was too big. They couldn't move it away on their own. The Lord was coming out of there, but in their instance, it was moved away, and they couldn't have moved it away if they wanted. I want to tell you something this morning. The Lord is still in the stone rolling business. The Lord is still in the business of moving stones that are bigger than what we can handle. The stones of discouragement, the stones of complicated life situations, the stones of fear, the stones of the unknown, the stones of failures that it seems like we just can't get past things in our life. The Lord wants us to get up out of our bed. He wants us to go towards the light. He wants us to have faith and begin to move towards Him, and He will do the rest. He'll move the stone. He'll fight the battle. I want to close in 2 Chronicles this morning. Listen to what He said in 2 Chronicles 20 and 15. He said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Don't be afraid because of the stones that you can't move. Don't be dismayed because of the multitudes that are stronger than you are. Don't be afraid. Don't draw back. Don't lose faith. Don't sit back. He said, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. It's not yours to fight. You have a captain of captains on your side. He has never experienced the taste of defeat. And He's telling us, come, join my battle. Join up with my forces. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll bring deliverance on your behalf. I'll create a new thing on your behalf that will spring forth. He said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Did you know that there's some battles that I think the Lord expects us to fight in, some and more than others? And we have responsibilities that He wants us to assume upon ourselves. But I want to tell you this morning, I believe there's some battles that the Lord knows are too big for me. And He knows they're too big for you. And so His encouragement to us is, listen, you go ahead and go into battle. But don't be dismayed, because this battle is not yours. It's God. And He went on further and He said, and ye shall not need to fight in this battle. I'm going to win the battle for you. Set yourselves. I read that and I think, what does He mean by that? Set yourselves. He wants us to have faith. He told them here, He said, you go ahead and go to the battle and see the salvation of the Lord. They still had a responsibility. They still had to get out of bed. They still had to do what they knew to do was right. But the Lord said, don't fear. Don't be afraid. This is my battle today. You're going to see the salvation of the Lord. I'm going to win it for you. You set yourself. You hold on and hold on for the ride and watch what happens. You see the salvation of the Lord. You go in faith. You go in power. You go in my strength, and I'll see you through to victory. He said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. And then he said along in the 22nd verse, and when they began to sing and to praise, that is when the battle was won. When they began to claim victory, when they sang, when they let the Lord know, Lord, we thank you, we're trusting you, we're giving you our all. That's when the Lord came on the scene and the stones were rolled away. I want you to know this morning, we serve a God who knows you. He knows your needs. He knows what stones stand in the way of you and Him. And He's in the business of moving those stones away that you might come in contact with Him. Be encouraged this morning to go forward and do what you know is right. The enemy so many times tries to complicate it. He tries to convolute it. He tries to make us saved before we are saved. And when we realize we can't be saved, we give up on being saved and we turn around and go the other way. The Lord wants us to come in faith. He wants us to do and begin those in those things that we know to do. And the places that we don't understand, the places that are bigger than we are, He's saying, lay it down. Have faith in me. Have trust in me. I can take care of that. May God help us each one to go forth with courage to allow Him to do a new thing on your behalf. And unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. May we constantly, consistently expose ourselves to the Son of Righteousness that we might experience a new thing. That when he takes up his crown at that last day of judgment, oh, he'll be able to look at us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. The Lord wants every person that is here this morning, he wants to see you in peace. The Lord has new things in store for you. Let him work them on your behalf. Amen.